Hear the witness of the word. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12.
You are listening to Christian Radio.
Christian Radio.
It's time now to gather round for the Expounder Ministries Radio Bible Teaching Program, Walking in Simplicity, with your host, Brother Stephen Milhorn. Brother Stephen, an ordained minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, welcomes you to a time of prayer and ministry of the Word. At the close of today's program, an address will be given to contact Brother Stephen. And now, let's seek the Lord for a taste of that wonderful manna that can only come from God's Holy Scriptures.
Yes, hallelujah to God Almighty in the highest. And peace from God, love from God, mighty salvation, by and through the Word of God Jesus, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Salvation, peace, love, joy, all things are sustained by Him. By Him all things consist, and He is the only way to the Father. By the Word of God, by the Son of God, through the blood of the Lamb of God, Yeshua. Yeshua, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He is the way, the truth, and the life. And Heavenly Father, we declare that we love You today, and that we are here to celebrate Your Son, the Word made flesh, the Word of God which came down from heaven to live His life as an example, and also as a propitiation, a substitute. For there is no other name given among men whereby we must and should be saved. Only by the name of Jesus Christ can there be any hope for heaven, for eternal life. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah to God. Welcome, my beloved brothers and sisters, to the Walking in Simplicity program. This is your host, Brother Stephen, and today we want to go to the Scriptures so we can magnify, glorify the majesty of Jesus, the Anointed of God. The Lord Jesus is of the Father, who proceeded forth and came from God. He is royal, He is majestic, and by Him God made all things, and by Him all things continue to consist. We are held together by His Word. Who is the Lord Jesus? He is the Son of God, the Word of God. So many people today, my beloved, are mocking Him. They are blaspheming Him. They do not believe in Him. But who is He? He is of the Father. He is divine. He is God. He is Savior, and He is King. He is Lord, and He is Creator. He is holy, majestic, pure, true. He is the Word of the Father. He is Mashiach, the Anointed One, the Savior, the Holy One of Israel. He is our husband, our intercessor, our great high priest, our advocate with the Father. He is our master, and He is victor over sin and death. He is the one who washes us from our sins by His own shed blood. He is the one whom we are to spiritually eat and drink and have our being. He is the one who allows us to be a partaker of His divine nature. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, meaning our clay earthen bodies, because of Him, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly when we get our new bodies that He shall give us. He is the one that every knee shall bow unto, and every tongue shall confess that He is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So we look at Him as King. We do what the King says. We look at Him as Lord and Master, and we do what He says. But He is also husband, our caretaker, one whom we are wed to, be intimately connected with for eternity. And He is also the one who shall judge our works that we do here on earth. He is the one who gives us the crowns, who builds our heavenly dwelling place, our mansion. He, along with the Holy Spirit, is the giver of life. He and the Holy Spirit raises us from the dead. For as the Father raises up the dead and makes them alive, even so the Son quickens whom he will. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father, which has sent him. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that hears my word, Jesus said, and believes on him that sent me, has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, we need to reverence the majesty of Jesus the Anointed. The world in which we live, in movies, radio, in common speech and language, they use his name as a blasphemous cuss word and think it's cool or funny. They don't even know that it's by him that we have heaven. It's by him that we have eternal life and new bodies. It's by him that all things consist and hold together. And it is by him who created us. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is divine. He is of the Father. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. This was prophesied aforetime in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. So we see his divinity, that he is God, he is of the Father, but that he also became a human child. Much of the world is blinded to this, even his own people, Yisrael. But as the Apostle John writes, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now it's perfectly okay to substitute the word Father for God by saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with the Father, and the Word was the Father. The same was in the beginning with the Father. All things were made by him, and without him, meaning Jesus, was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, and to certify that the Lord Jesus is considered the Word, Revelation 19:13 and onward, and he, speaking of Jesus, was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies, which were in heaven, followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. My beloved, he is the captain of the Lord's host. He is to be beautified, to be worshipped, to be honored, to be glorified. He is the royal highness of all living. And the Apostle Paul in Hebrews 2, verse 5 and onward, goes on to further explain about the Lord Jesus when he writes, "For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak," meaning the millennial reign and the new heaven and the new earth. Verse 6, "But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man, that you are mindful of him, or the Son of Man, that you visit him? You made him a little lower than the angels." Now, my beloved brothers and sisters, that's talking about his body. He had to have a body like ours to do the intercession, to do the propitiation. He had to come down from heaven in the form of a man, in the likeness of sinful flesh. So his body had to be made a little lower than the angels. So God crowned him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of his hand. And in verse 8, "Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." That occurred on the cross, my beloved, when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And also when he said, it is accomplished, it is finished, and he gave up the ghost. So he tasted death on our behalf, so that we would not have to taste it. Verse 10, for it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. And the Lord suffered dearly, especially in that last 24-hour period. But during his life, he fasted, he prayed, he healed, he endured mockery, he traveled on foot, he was hungry and thirsty, he had to put up with temptation from the devil. So he became the captain of our salvation through those sufferings and through the blood that he shed. Verse 11, for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. So every man, woman, and child who is born again of his Spirit should be sanctified by the word of God. We in him, and he in us, he in the Father, and the Father in him, and then again we in him, and he in us, by his Spirit. So we keep ourselves sanctified, resisting sin, crucifying the flesh, overcoming the world, the flesh, and the devil. And so he is not ashamed to call us brethren. Verse 12 goes on to say, Jesus speaking, talking about the Father, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church, I will sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. So, my beloved brothers and sisters, God did not put this charge into the hands of an angel, but he himself came down from heaven to do this work of redemption for us. So he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to bow the knee to, in submission, in obedience, in love, to give him glory and honor, as it says in Revelation 4, verse 8 and onward. Now this is when the Apostle John was caught up into heaven to see the heavenly vision. And there were many things in heaven to see. And the four beasts had each of them 6 wings about him. And they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So my beloved brothers and sisters, when those four beasts with 6 wings and the elders fall down before him to give him glory and honor, worship, reverence, and then you contrast that today to people who are living on the earth, who are disrespecting and blaspheming his name, using his name as a cuss word, not believing in him, rejecting him, and even worshiping the devil, which is the archenemy of God. How can this be that mankind is so darkened that they blaspheme the only Savior they have, the only chance they have for heaven and eternal life, and they turn to the one who is already fallen, who is already eternally judged, who will spend eternity in the lake of fire? The people of the world turn to him so they can get temporary power and pleasure to satisfy their flesh. But those who choose the Lord to suffer in this life will be rewarded with eternal life in heaven and on a new earth, with new bodies, new abilities and powers, and treasures and pleasures forevermore. Glory to God in the highest. He is worthy, my beloved, to receive all honor and glory and power from us to him, for he already has those things, being God Almighty. The book of Revelation is full of glory of God. And as the Apostle John was witnessing many things. He also witnessed the Lord upon the throne. He witnessed the Lord opening the seals. He also witnessed the four beasts and the elders falling down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials of odors, which are the prayers of the saints, which is verse 7 of chapter 5, the book of Revelation. So let's continue on with verse 8, the Apostle John speaking. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, meaning Jesus, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, that means like incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Now, my beloved brothers and sisters, the scripture says that he is worthy to take the book and open the seals. Those are the judgments that will be poured out upon the earth in the coming days. And it also describes here what he did. He was slain by Pontius Pilate on the cross. He redeemed us to the Father by his own blood. Now pay attention, every kindred, every tongue, and people and nation, which means those in South America, the Indians, the Japanese, the Chinese, the Eskimos, those in Tibet, the Russians, the Arabs, the Ethiopians, the Pygmies, those before the flood, those after the flood. So when the unbeliever says that God is unfair because this person or that person hasn't heard the gospel or hasn't heard the Bible or about the Lord Jesus dying on the cross and rising again from the dead on our behalf, it says here in Revelation chapter 5 that he is redeemed to God by his blood, every kindred and tongue and people and nation. God is the one who does the saving. God is the one who is just and true, and he judges properly. So he is to be magnified. He is to be glorified in our lives. Oh, the majesty of Jesus the Anointed. Verse 11 goes on to say, And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000. And thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I, saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb, forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. So you see, my beloved brothers and sisters, we are to honor him, to glorify him. He is the Lord God who gives us life. And just as the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 2, 5 and onward, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. You will remember back in the Hebrews passage that he was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. And so here it says, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. This doesn't mean he was created. This doesn't mean that Jesus came into existence at his birth, but he was from heaven, being the Word of God. Verse 8 of Philippians 2, And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God, meaning the Father, also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, Yeshua, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So my beloved brothers and sisters, Jesus is the Lord. He is divine. He is of God. John 8:42, Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. And lastly, my beloved, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Now some versions may have, He was manifest in the flesh, but it's always a capital H. The translators knew that the original script was talking about God. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit. So he was approved by the Father, being sinless, offering his own blood to take away our sins. For those who are sanctified in him, born again of him, having faith in his shed blood. So the majesty of Jesus the Anointed, who we love, who we serve, who we long to be with, who purchased us, who delivered us from the kingdom of Satan and darkness into his own marvelous light. He is the one who is due all honor and glory and majesty, honor and respect, reverence, love, obedience, holiness, and truth. Heavenly Father, we glorify you today for sending your word, the Lord Jesus, down from heaven to redeem our miserable lives, our sin-filled lives, to give us a chance of heaven and eternal life with you. For you and the Lord Jesus are one, you and him, and he and us. Hallelujah to God forevermore. Glory to God for all this good news, that we may live and not die. But my beloved brothers and sisters, we need to pray for the lost who are spiritually dead towards God, who do not know these things. And we also need to pray for the lives of the unborn who are still being slaughtered today in America. Even though Roe v. Wade has been overturned, there are still states and counties who are still delighting in the blood of the innocents, who are still delighting in their fornication and adultery, and who want to kill and murder their babies. The blight of abortion still is upon us. We need not rest, but to pray unto God the Father in the name of Jesus, so that the American Holocaust of abortion would cease from our land. Heavenly Father, speak to the hearts of the people and our lawmakers, that they would repeal, that they would abolish, that they would outlaw every form of abortion save the life of the mother. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, bring help to us soon, for the fall of our nation is in progress. The Democrats are leading us into communism. They're leading us into the New World Order. They're leading us into economic collapse and food shortages. They're either willfully doing it or through incompetence. But Lord, we're being taken over, and our land, our republic, is being dissolved, and we are still allowing the blood of abortion, homosexuality, pornography, and there is so much corruption and lies. Lord Jesus, come quickly and set our nation aright, unless we are consumed in thy wrath. Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, glorify the Lord Jesus in your life. Sanctify yourselves. Be ready against the day of wrath. Prepare your heart for the great catching away. Pray for the lost. Commune with God. Seek his face. Be obedient and love him with all of your heart. Go in peace, my beloved, and mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Bye-bye.
Chapter 11. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things, and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head. But every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered dishonoreth her head, for that is even all one as if she were shaven. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, forasmuch as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man, neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God. Judge in yourselves, is it comely that a woman pray unto God uncovered? Doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her. For her hair is given her for a covering. But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God. Now in this, that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that ye come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when ye come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When ye come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's supper, for in eating every one taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What? Have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come.
Thank you, my beloved brothers and sisters, for joining me today in the broadcast. If you would like more information about the ministry, you may go to www.expounderministries.com, and there you can find a weekly sermon, many of my past Radio Bible teaching programs, my books, and my recordings of the New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs. And remember, God sent His Son that you may live. Believe on Him. Hallelujah. God bless you. The time is short, my beloved. Come back to God before it is too late. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Bye-bye.